For the majority of Americans, hopping on a flight or taking a cross-country road trip is a distant memory. With so many restrictions still in place, many travel plans through the end of the year are canceled or remain up in the air. Who even really knows what the holiday season this year will look like? Amidst all of the negatives surrounding 2020, it's important to remember that there's always a silver lining to be found. Sometimes you'll be surprised with what you discover when you slow down and take a staycation in your own hometown.
Getting out even into your own neighborhood and giving it a second look, looking at things with new eyes, can give you that thrill of discovery that we love about travel and that we miss right now.
That's Jessica Molinarik, a Chicago resident, writer, and author of Secret Chicago, a guide to the weird, wonderful, and obscure. Molinarik is a big advocate of finding the lesser-known spots throughout an area that showcase its people, history, and art scene.
I love to just go to another neighborhood and get off the main commercial street and go onto a residential street and just walk and look at, you know, the architecture might look different there than it does in your neighborhood. And, oh, look, here's a historic district that I never knew about.
Molinarik has spent more than a decade adventuring throughout the city of Chicago and its many vibrant boroughs. Over the years, she's kept a running list of the most interesting, obscure, and noteworthy spots. But aside from researching and venturing out on foot, how'd she hear about these hidden gems?
I started by mapping out the places that I was familiar with or had written about or, you know, was curious since I moved to the city. And I looked for the holes in the map with the neighborhoods that I wasn't as familiar with. And I reached out to people in those communities, so like historical societies, bloggers, neighborhood leaders, and I, you know, would just go sit at a bar and talk to the bartenders because they know so many of the neighborhood secrets. So, yeah, it's just such a city of neighborhoods, and I really wanted to feature that and to get people curious to go across town and see something new to them.
Learning about a place's past or the people that lived there before can give you an entirely new perspective on the place you call home. When most people think about Chicago's music scene, they point to jazz or the blues. But did you know that gospel music was born in the 1930s on the city's south side?
It was created here at Ebenezer Baptist Church by an artist named Thomas Dorsey, who, you know, was a musician, and he toured as a blues pianist going all over the country. And after he had a tragic family incident where his wife and son died, he channeled his feelings into music. So he kind of mixed the church music with some of the blues that he was used to and started a whole new style. And he was the music director at the Ebenezer Baptist Church when he started writing gospel music. And then I think just a year later, he moved over to the Pilgrim Baptist Church, and that's where he stayed for many, many years. So that's another church on the south side that's very affiliated with gospel music.
Another interesting but hidden part of the city's history is up north in the Loop. You might be familiar with Chicago's past as a major meatpacking hub during the 19th and 20th centuries. Over that period, hundreds of millions of livestock were shipped to Chicago's Union Stockyards and transported through intricate tunnels that you can still visit today.
There was a guy back in the 1800s who bought some land. He was a farmer, and he started selling his land off a few decades at a time. But he wanted to keep the rights to get his cows to pasture. And pasture at that time was around the Board of Trade, if you can believe that. So he kept the rights to a path. I think it was like 10 feet wide. And over time, as land sold to other owners, that was included in the rights. So eventually a hotel was built over the path, and it was decided in the court that, you know, they could build a hotel there, but they had to keep the path. And there's not many cows walking through it now, but there is a path and you can still find it. And this one just tickles me so much because it's part of the Hyatt Centric in the Loop, and it's pretty close to the main entry door. I think it's on Madison. And it's just like where the valet is, valet stand, right next to it, there's a service door that you wouldn't really notice. And so I went up to it and asked the valet, like, is this the entrance? And he's like, oh, yeah, go on in. And it's this, like, historic, weird, hidden thing in the middle of the Loop that is, you know, unmarked and you don't really know about it.
One more well-known attraction in the middle of downtown is the Tribune Tower, located on Michigan Avenue along the Magnificent Mile. As you walk past the historic building, you'll see artifacts from around the world built into its exterior walls. Among the items are chunks from the Great Wall of China and the Berlin Wall, even stone from the Taj Mahal.
Robert McCormick, who was the publisher of the Tribune, started this trend when he was visiting a ruins of a cathedral in Belgium during World War I. And he took a piece of the rubble and he brought it back. And then he started kind of a competition with all of his employees to bring things back. And, you know, most were taken legally. Some were, I think, secreted out in a not so legal way. And there's things from all over the world. And it's so funny. You can, again, walk right by it all the time. And when you stop and think about, like, here's a piece of the pyramids or the Parthenon. How did it get here? Why is it here? That's really what I wanted to dig into.
Sometimes questioning the origin of a statue or mural can connect to a larger story. Have you heard of the Chicago Cubs? Their famous C logo can be traced back to the Chicago Athletic Association, which created it first. The association was a men's club in the late 1800s, where elite residents would mingle.
People like Marshall Field and William Wrigley were members there. That's where they would, you know, go do some sports and have some drinks and hang out. So the Chicago Athletic Association had a logo, and it looks very similar to the Cubs logo. I believe theirs is red and black. And when William Wrigley bought the Cubs team, he asked permission to repurpose the club crest and change it to red and blue for the team logo. So if you go there today, they've done a great job reusing a lot of the original materials in the building. It's a beautiful, beautiful place to even just go walk around when things are back to normal, even if you don't stay there, or just go have a drink. But there are a few places where you can see the original logo. So certain doorknobs will have the club's crest in it, certain stained glass windows that you might see throughout the hotel on different floors.
It's only if you stop and take a second that you'll connect the two logos together. Whether you live in Chicago or not, hopefully some of these exciting finds inspire you to go explore around your own town. It doesn't matter if you live in a city, suburb, or rural area. Each place across the U.S. has its own unique history and sites. You just have to be open to trying something new. If you're interested in hearing more about Chicago's unusual attractions, check out Jessica Molinarik's book, Secret Chicago, A Guide to the Weird, Wonderful, and Obscure, available now. You can also visit secretchicagobook.com to get more information. Also, learn more about Molinarik and all of our past guests by visiting our website at viewpointsradio.org. For more behind the scenes, check out Viewpoints Radio on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. This segment was written and produced by Amira Zaveri. Studio production by Jason Dickey. I'm Marty Peterson. Coming up next week.
It's predicated on creating a customer experience that is one of consistency and continuous offering of product.
Exploring the dark side of our food supply system. Then,
finding a professional to work with their student is extremely challenging right now.
Navigating the school system this year. I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.